Postseason hockey in the BCHL is off on the right foot for the green and gold. The Okotoks Oilers scored 3 second-period goals to overpower the Spruce Grove Saints 6-2 in Game 1 of the best-of-5 BCHL Alberta Division Playoff Wildcard Series Wednesday night at the Okotoks Centennial Arenas. "It's been a long time coming, a long regular season, and this is the day we were waiting for," said Oilers forward Connor Gourley. "We were so excited to get things rolling, and I thought the boys played a great 60 minutes." The Oilers didn't waste any time putting the visitors on their heels. Gourley broke the deadlock just 1:24 into the contest, using a screen to beat Saints netminder Alexander Scheiwiller, a former Oiler, with a well-placed wrist shot. "The energy is going to be there. It's game one of the playoffs and we've got experience," Gourley added. "The experienced guys took charge in the room, calmed everything down, kept everything simple and went to work." Captain Dean Spack, a proven playoff performer, doubled the advantage early in the middle frame with a quick stick on a loose puck near the blue paint. Spruce Grove got on the board in short order with Alexander Babish cashing in on a miscue at the back, but Okotoks was far from done in its second-period goal parade. Jack Silverberg tallied on the man advantage and rookie defenseman Ryder Denise scored on the ensuing shift, joining the rush and finding the back of the net off a terrific feed from Jackson Rowland. https://twitter.com/okotoksoilers/status/17782799031855313411 In the third, the Saints cut the lead to 2 Stephen Kirkpatrick and were pushing for parts of the final frame before the Oilers got a key insurance marker from Jagger Tapper with 5:09 left in regulation and an empty net tally from Sam Huck to seal the deal. Christian Green made 29 saves for Okotoks in his first playoff game with the team. "Only giving up 2 goals, we did a really good job of keeping it simple and locking up the D-zone," said Oilers defenseman Cade Turner. "We were struggling with the puck a little bit in the third, we did a good job of battling it out and I thought that TV timeout came at a good time." The teams met 9 times in the regular season, in both the AJHL and BCHL, with Okotoks taking a 5-4 in a seesaw season series. "They're an aggressive team, they make it hard on us and we're just trying to make it hard on them back," Turner added. "I think we play pretty similar, we've got more skill and have got to make it hard on their defense and we did that tonight." Game 2 of the set is Thursday, April 11th in Spruce Grove. For more information, go to okotoksoilers.com. Playoff schedule. Game 1, April 10th. Spruce Grove at Okotoks. Game 2, April 11th. Okotoks at Spruce Grove. Game 3, April 13th. Spruce Grove at Okotoks. Game 4, April 15th. Okotoks at Spruce Grove. Game 5, April 16th. Spruce Grove at Okotoks. **All games 7 p.m. starts. Playoff tickets can be purchased at tickets.okotoksoilers.com. For more information, go to okotoksoilers.com.